Good morning, or afternoon, or whatever time it is for you. This is episode 6 of 35mm to Life. And my wonderful, accepting, and understanding co-host here.
I'm back, baby.
Mike.
So, what happened? I'm going to call him out right away. Right off the bat. My mic was not on in the last episode. So, if it sounded like I was at my house recording from that far of a distance, I'm like 2 feet from him.
To be fair, your mic was on. I just recorded off of my mic instead of yours because I'm selfish like that.
My mic was also kind of buggy, and well, at least we saved the episode. It was fine.
Yeah.
So, he's not an audio engineer, guys. He's a photographer. He's still trying to figure all this crap out, so doesn't even matter.
Episode 1 was also my fault. Episode 4 is my fault. I'm 50% success right now.
Episode 4 was not your fault. Episode 5 was your fault.
No, you're right. Oh, then wait. So I've done 3 episodes correctly then and 2 wrong. Yeah. Look at me being in the positives.
You're in the positives.
See, guys? Math.
The win record is there. He's 3 for 2.
Math.
He's positive.
So something we were talking about, we should have recorded that bit too right before this. Because we're trying to match the levels so we both sound good. I mean, we both sound good.
Yeah, we both sound equal. Amazing.
Is that we have to get in the practice of knowing, like, if we laugh, we have to turn away from the mic or lean back. If you guys watch anybody sing on TV and they hit those really big notes, they move the mic away from their mouth a little bit so they don't blow out your eardrums, because it would be really bad if I would go to laugh and I'd be like, aha, I'm so funny, and just blow out the speakers in your car as you're driving or your headphones, you know, and then you're like, I'm never listening to them again. Yeah, so.
They're stupid.
They're stupid.
They're so they think they're not funny, funny.
And I want to punch them in the throat. So I can't talk anymore. That's funny. Ha, laugh in your car with your speaker blown. You deserve it. That's what you give for driving a Volkswagen. Anyway.
Oh, Volkswagen. calling out Volkswagen. Wow, specific.
I used to drive a Volkswagen.
All right, you guys are funny. Jetta. Ha, ha, ha. I'm so funny. So. Anyways, this is a photography podcast.
This is fucking, not that you would know that yet. so this should be airing in April.
Nice.
Which is my birthday month.
Ooh, yay. Happy early birthday.
Yay, 35. Yay. 35.
Nah, you look like you're 50, bro.
I'm just perfect. Kidding. I'll take it.
No,
so you say I look experienced.
Yes. what's the oldest you've ever got called? Because I have an age that I got called.
45.
45? At what age, though?
32.
Okay.
But it was also by a 15-year-old.
Oh. I got called out. So I'm 27.
Mm-hmm.
I got called 40 by some guy that was like 65 because I was watching and invested in basketball. He was like, you watch basketball? How old are you? Like 40? Bruh, no.
See,
47.
That's, like, well,
it's because you have the knowledge of basketball. Okay, fine.
And Asians don't age, right? Yes. Like, you don't. It's not fair. You're going to look exactly like that until you're like 80, and then you're going to look like 150.
Yes.
And that's, I have an entire community.
My racial preference is Asian and Filipino.
Preferences.
Preferences. Why isn't the podcast just not called Preferences? It's
preferential treatment. my buddy's daughter. So I hang out with my buddy all the time, and his kid was there. And then she's like, how old are you? Like, 15. You don't really know. That's not a question you don't normally ask. I don't care, though. Like, I don't give a crap. And her dad was like, how old do you think he is? And she's like, I don't know, like 45. And I was like, yeah, so that hurt.
That's okay.
But I'll be 35 next month. And
35 millimeter to life. 35 years to life.
So my girlfriend asked, she's like, hey, your birthday's coming up, like, is there anything that you want? And I was like, I can't really think of anything. I'm bad at asking for things for myself.
Yeah.
My mom will tell you I never ask for stuff, and she usually she has to just like think of something that she knows I'm gonna like and buy it, because I never ask for things for myself. Really. So my girlfriend, being the amazing person that she is, I was like, you know what? I will ask her. I will tell her that I want help with something, and it's going to be to buy a mic, like a different mic, because I'm borrowing this one from George.
Yeah.
And you can get a good mic for a couple hundred bucks. I don't expect her to buy the whole thing, but if she wants to contribute, that'd be super cool.
Get a Shure mic that every podcaster uses.
Get it.
That'd be so
sick.
Oh,
man.
Those are dope. Boy.
So we're talking on blues right now.
Yeah.
This is called a baby bottle.
A baby?
Baby bottle.
Oh.
It's an adorable name. It does, right?
Yeah.
Which one's yours? I love how the yours is blue, but it's red.
Yeah. It's a blue mic, but it's a red color. It's like one of those tests that it's like the written color. You have to say the written color, but it's in...
Oh, I failed those so much.
I'm glad you know what I'm talking about. 100%. Away. I'm just like, it's hard to explain. If we could show a picture of it, then it makes sense, but... This is an audio podcast.
You know,
for now.
For now. You know, a lot of people joke around like, oh, I like doing brain teasers. I don't call them brain teasers, okay? Because my knowledge base is very focused on certain things. Yeah. And I know that I'm ignorant to other things in the world that I shouldn't be. So when people say, like, let's do brain teasers, I was like, you mean like brain killers? Because mine just, you ask me a certain question, my brain will just stop working because it tries to figure it out and it's just, it's right. kaput, it's done. So,
yeah, there's I listened to another podcast. It's called Hey Riddle Riddle.
Nice.
And they just do riddles, but they're like a comedy trio. So funny, but they're brain teasers. I'm just like, man, these are so hard. Some of these are ridiculous. Why do I listen? Because they're hilarious. I'm so funny.
I'm so. There's a. We're going to get into the photography soon, I promise.
Yeah.
Why don't eggs tell jokes to each other?
Why?
Because they would crack up.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm funny. We should do an episode like that, like try not to laugh and see like horrible jokes back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And see who cracks first. Because you and I are both giggly dudes.
The giggly dudes.
We got the gigs all the time.
We're not giggity like freaking Family Guy we're talking about.
Giggity. Yeah, giggity, no. Giggity. But we're giggly. We're hilarious. So.
So.
So we talked about camera selections last episode, and we can touch on lens selections this episode.
Oh,
you think?
Yeah.
And then we're doing the video stuff, and we'll bring all the lenses too, so you guys can talk about it. So, but it won't be like a full repeat.
Yeah.
But we're gonna. I think we had talked about doing like a what's in my bag type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then daily I think, carry and session carry.
Yeah, and for March Madness, we're talking about doing a lens draft.
Yes, this is gonna be super dope.
16 lenses, 8 prime, 8 zoom. If we can even think of that many, I think we can definitely get to that point.
Yeah. In my mind, I already think I know which one's going to win the zoom.
I know which one's going to win the zoom too. Yeah.
I know what's going to come in. I think I know what's going to come in second, but the prime, I'm not sure.
Because we're trying to consider both beginner and professional photographers, see which one actually fits the bill for what we're talking about. And it's opinionated. It's not advice sure. of what you should get or not, 100%. But yeah. I think we have our number ones for sure.
I'm going to go ahead and up the ante right now.
Yeah.
So when that episode airs, we're not going to pre-talk about which one is actually going to win, but we're going to break it down on, you know, usage, price point, all that kind of stuff. So if anybody out there can send me a message guessing which lens will win,
right.
I will give you a print for free.
Oh,
I'll print out one of my pictures and I will send it
bet.
To you. So we are exempt from the competition, obviously.
Obviously.
Claire can win, though. You could win. The dog's in here with us again. Yeah. Ambient sounds of snoring and downshifting. If this is your first episode, please go listen to the other 5. We appreciate it. I apologize for the first one and the last one.
Mister, I'm not an audio engineer, so
I was never part of the AV club, even though I look like I was a member of the AV club.
You do?
Yeah. It's the glasses.
That's why
I got these cool tattoos.
I need to get my sleeve, man. I've been thinking about it.
Bro, are you going to get like a Polynesian style?
Yeah.
Like yes.
Tribal.
Are you going to do tap? Or are you going to do like an actual?
I'm going to get an actual one. I don't want to sit through hours of tapping, but.
Tap that on the floor.
Song choices.
Akon, bro. Akon. I saw Akon at a concert in Romania.
Dope.
It was cool.
Romania, out of all places.
you know what's really funny is Romania, beautiful country, by the way. Great food. It is third world, technically, but it's amazing place. Super nice people. But they've never physically, face-to-face, not many of them have seen a black person ever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not something they're used to. So when I was there with my unit, we had a couple dudes. Mike LeGrand.
Oh, my God.
I know, dude. It's insane how many mics you know. It's, like, mind-blowing. And another buddy of mine, Emmanuel, super good dudes, both of them. And when they found out that Romania was not used to seeing the darker complexions – they were like they were like celebrities over there. Like Emmanuel was very introverted, very shut off, and he doesn't like talking to people.
Yeah.
Which is some people are like, that's fine. And we went outside the very first time out of a restaurant and there were people waiting for him outside to meet him. And a lot of them were kids, maybe 6 to 12 year olds. But they all thought that he was LeBron James, and I'm not making this up. They all thought he was LeBron James.
Wow.
And I was like, bro, we should play into this. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, we're going to go buy a LeBron jersey, like a knockoff one, and we're going to buy you a basketball, and you're going to make these kids' day. And he's like, I'm extroverted as hell. But Emmanuel was like, no, I don't know. I was like, bro, come on. I was like, I would do it, but nobody's like, oh, you're Larry Bird. You know what I mean? Because I'm too short. So I was like, dude, you got to play into it. You're going to make these kids. You're going to be lying, obviously, but these kids have such a cool story.
These kids' days are going to be made.
So we spent like 2 or 3 hours. And anybody that's extremely introverted, you know that 2 to 3 hours being approached by complete strangers will just completely drain your battery in no time. And I told him, I was like, bro, I'll buy you drinks, like whatever, like it'll be worth it. But he played along. We did it. It was hilarious.
Dope.
And then Akon showed up. It's so funny. Like he showed up. We did a concert like 2 days after we had found out about this. Me and Mike pulled security for him like in front of all the people. So I got to be like right next to him on stage or whatever. And I grew up listening to Akon. Akon's dope. Convict Music.
Oh, right? My Super goodness. Cool. Yep.
And it was really cool to see him up close, but it was really cool to see the amount of people that like from here up, like from their nose up, was just like shock and awe and surprise. Mm-hmm. And then from here down was all of his lyrics. It was such a weird like comparison at the same time.
That's funny.
That is funny. Squirrel. Lenses.
Squirrels.
Yep. Lenses.
Lenses.
So we'll start with portrait, something that you and I both do a lot of.
What did you start? We talked about it the last episode. Mm-hmm. They always suggest the Nifty 50.
Yep.
So that's a 50 mil 1.8.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you started on.
Yeah, because the 50 mil was like a really good event lens.
Mm-hmm.
So shooting candids and stuff like that, because you can stand back a little bit, but you still have a bit of compression mm-hmm. created to get that blurriness. But yeah, 50 is definitely one. And then the 35 millimeter.
35 mil.
All the way down to 1.2 if you get the Sigma, which is huge, by the way.
Yes.
But the bokeh is bonkers.
Yes.
Bonkers bokeh. Double Bs.
Bonkers bokeh, bonker, double
bokeh
B's.
Bonkers, bonkers bokeh.
Bonkers yeah. bokeh. Yeah, 35 mil, that is a solid prime. If we're just going straight primes, I shot with an 85 for a while, the Sigma 1.4.
Oh, so 85 is so good,
the
too.
The Art lens, you can be from a distance and still get mm-hmm. a really good compression. The 135s are nuts. Compression in the background
mm-hmm.
is insane. I think that's the rate of what the prime lenses are for portraits, at least.
The
35
yeah,
to like
commons.
135 are the most common.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of like examples you can find online of people that take pictures at different focal lengths,
mm-hmm.
and you can see people's faces get wider. You can literally see the ears, and then it gets more narrow, and the ears disappear. And that's why. So we're not. This is one of the few things in photography that I find is not opinion driven. It is factual driven,
mm-hmm.
tried and true. 35, 50, 85, 135, and then like the 200 range.
200.
Those are, and if you guys are wondering, prime lenses means there's no zoom in it, right? It is that focus, that mm-hmm. focal mark, and that's it. But those are the most commonly used. Does that mean other ones can be used? Absolutely, sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can 100%. Use a 24 mil. You can use a pancake lens.
You could, absolutely.
Just depending on what style you want.
Exactly. So. Those are the ones. We're telling you this because those are the ones you're going to want to look for. And the best part about this is that we don't have to. I mean, we're going to. We don't have to go into brand differences.
Right.
Because a 35 mil from Canon is a 35 mil from Nikon is a 35 mil from Sony.
Mm-hmm.
But their glass quality is different.
Right.
But for most people, if you're just taking pictures, if I took a picture with a 35 mil with my Sony A7IV and then did one with an R6 and then did one with a Z6II, most people would be like, oh, these are really good pictures.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you take three similar pictures? Like, oh, well. And then I would say the difference. But if you've been doing it for a while, you might be able to look at it and be like, that's not the same lens as this. You might not be able to know which lens it is.
Right.
But you're like, that's not the same. Because then you have Sigma, mm-hmm. Tamron, both great glass.
Oh, yeah.
Laowa.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, dope name, dope lenses. We got to play with one of their probe lenses.
Yeah.
Super dope. So, yeah, that's those for portraits. That's it. Now,
we can go to the zoom lenses, too.
Yeah.
For zoom, 24-70. That's the lens that lives on my body. Like,
for sure. Wedding photographer's dream. Absolutely.
70 to 200. Yep. Insane for portraits too. Compression mm-hmm. that you can get from a distance.
Sports.
So nutty.
Action, wildlife even.
Yep. 16 to 35, not so much, depending on if you want a lot of fisheye warpage.
It's good like landscape though.
Yeah.
And then, so a lot of the newer cameras, the fisheye won't show up until like 14 to 12 millimeter.
Yeah.
Which is why you can get the ND filters or the mm-hmm. the ND lenses. They don't have any of that weird bowing going on, but they're much more expensive.
Yeah.
Unless you buy a Laowa. Mm-hmm. I use a Laowa 12 millimeter at work.
Yeah.
And there's no bowing in the corners at all.
Which is good.
which
real,
is dope.
Real nice.
It's like $800 for that. But normally, real estate photographers use those wide angles that don't have that mm-hmm. bowing, the distortion type thing. They use those all the time. But you're looking to tack on like another like $1,000 on top of a regular. So if you get like a 14 millimeter that mm-hmm. might have a little bit, and you get a 14 mil that has that ND built into that non-distortion part, that's like another $1,000.
Yeah.
Just because of that, which is
bonkers. Yeah.
It is.
And I think we can talk like if you're going brand for brand, you're doing Sony on Sony, so Sony body, Sony lens.
Yep.
You're going to be spending a lot more money on that glass versus like a Sony, a Tamron comparison. So like, Tamron makes a 28 to 75, really comparable to the 28 to 70. But the way they function together, there's quite a bit of what's it called? A delay, I think, in the Tamron versus mm-hmm. the native glass.
It's the communication is always going to be faster if you go native, mm-hmm. right? But Tamron has really stepped their game up. In my opinion, Sigma was always better than Tamron,
mm-hmm.
but it was mostly build quality. But the Arts glass is insane.
The Arts glass, I love it's the Arts glass. So good. It's so good.
But Tamron has stepped up, and if you want to put numbers to it, if you want to put numbers to it, the Tamron lenses perform better than even some of the mm-hmm. native glass for some of the camera. Just the communication is always a mm-hmm. bit slower. So another big thing to do research on before you buy the lenses, which lens you want and which company. Are you willing to sacrifice $800 to buy off-brand that works almost as good, mm-hmm. sometimes better?
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of stuff. My friend that I was talking about last episode that asked me all these questions mm-hmm. and stuff, she was like, I'm going to buy this and this. And I was like, that's fine, but that's a lot of really, really – that's a lot of big stuff in the beginning. And then I started talking about crop sensor. I started talking about all this other stuff. And she's like, there's so much. I was like, yeah, there's a lot.
There's
so I'm
a
glad
lot.
You're blowing up my phone
yep.
over the last 5 days asking me these questions. Yep.
Instead of going straight into it, not knowing, buying whatever.
Exactly.
Because you could buy a 28 to 70 and it might not be what you want.
Right.
And the 28 to 75 is a really good comparison. I think when I shot the G Master 2, the 28 to 70, that I think is way better than the Tamron, just personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
But the 28 to 75 is like really in comparison, like solid glass for 100%. A lot cheaper price.
I love GM glass. I mean, and
GM glass is really nice.
And coming from Canon, like the L series glass,
mm-hmm.
top notch.
Yep.
100% love Canon L series. I actually, especially for the price point, if I shot Canon again, I would use an adapter and still use L glass mm-hmm. over the RF. There's nothing on the RF. The RF is actually sharper. It's great. It's amazing. But it's really expensive because mm-hmm. it's the new hotness.
Yeah.
And I'd save some of that. You know what I mean? I think that as far as the options for that. Oh, the 24 to 105. That's what I was going to say.
24 to 105. Yep. Another great option.
Another super. But the 24 to 105, the one flaw, in my opinion, it's not even really a flaw for most people. Just for me, it bothers me. They're all F4.
Yeah.
So you don't go down below that. You don't get the 2.8. But at the same time, like, if you're just looking for... I mean, and I say cheap, but you can get, like... You can get a 24 to 105 RF for just over a grand. Mm-hmm. It's like $1,200 or whatever. And right there, on a full frame, you have everything. You have your landscape. It covers the 35 and the 50 and the 85 and goes to the 100. And even 105, like, in macro, if you get, like, one of the nicer mm-hmm. lenses. So you may be asking, well, DJ, why don't you just buy that? And then because prime lenses work differently.
Yeah.
Right? So the biggest thing that I learned about them is that – so, like, let's take, like the Canon 70-200,
mm-hmm.
The original EF version 1. From where the light enters the end of the lens and hits your sensor, the more pieces of glass that are there will degrade color quality and light quality.
Yep.
It's minuscule and it's hard to see, but it can be there. Prime lenses have less. So, for instance, and I don't remember the exact numbers. I used to know a long time ago. I could look it up again. But let's say the maths. But let's say there's like 15 pieces of glass between your UV filter on the end all the way to your sensor. Mm-hmm. The light bounces 15 times. You put a prime lens on there, it's usually half.
Yep.
So you'd be like maybe like
six or seven
or even 10. But that right there makes one, the lens is going to be heavier. For depending on what it is, because the glass is going to be higher quality, mm-hmm. but the light's going to go through less optics,
yep.
which means less lens flare, which is dope too. And prime lenses are, but that's also why they're expensive. The only downside, quote unquote, is that you're locked in to that focal length.
Yep. Which is fine.
Absolutely.
Which is totally fine because you just adjust where you're moving. So if you're shooting from a 35, you want something up close. Yeah, you just move closer to your subject.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a full body shot, you'll move back. So I mean, there's a lot that you'd be doing as a photographer for tons. To make those prime lenses work. And to have that pleasure of going to like a 1.2 versus zoom lenses going down to only 2.8. So that 1.2 aperture, letting that much light in, you get such good bokeh, beautiful bokeh with those lenses.
I love me some bokeh.
Yeah. So that's a, for portraits, I think you can use whatever lens you really want, just depending on your style and what you want to come out of that shoot.
Because there's like adventure photography stuff too, right? Yeah. And that's, and adventure photography to me is really cool. If you guys don't know what that is, adventure photography takes a portrait and kind of goes a step further and also shows the landscape of the area. Mm-hmm. So tiny people, big landscape. And the idea behind it is that it can be used for a lot of different things. Like, here's one that I took of my buddy Mac.
Yes.
In Hawaii.
Yep.
Right? Now, Mac knows that's him. His girlfriend knows that's him. She's like, I know that butt.
But nobody else knows.
But nobody else does. But he could show his friends, be like, look at this cool picture that I got, that was taken of me in Hawaii. But you can tell it's Hawaii, just like the picture from Peter McKinnon that you sent. And the really interesting thing, too, is Mac showed me this picture. And he's like, can you take a picture of this of me? I was like, sure. But he's like, I want to stand here. He showed me an old picture of this. It was taken about 10 years prior to. These trees were, I'm not kidding, 15 feet that way, leaning out. And because of the wind and water erosion and how it is, they stood up more vertical. Yeah. So it took a while for me to find this exact location. But, and that's something that's always been fun to me, is somebody showed me a picture. Can you recreate? I love
trying to recreate photos,
pictures. Yeah. It's so much fun. But yeah, that's adventure photography. And for that, 24 mil is great. Mm-hmm. Even a 16, if you're really trying to get the whole vastness. Yep. The flying dress shot that I had, that was a 70, but I was also about 100 meters back.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
from a distance, it's not. It's it's pretty wide.
It's yeah, exactly. And a money saving tip for everybody out there: if you're shooting on a 35 millimeter and you're like, man, I wish I had a 24-105 because I'd like to be like, you know, or you know, a wider angle. Like, I wish I had a 24. Could I shoot 24? Mm-hmm. Instead of spending another grand, just walk backwards 10 feet.
Yep. Perfect.
It. You know, and some people, maybe you can't walk back 10 feet because there's a cliff there, whatever. Things you got to do as a photographer.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good way to save money. You don't, I mean, having all those options is great and it's useful, but it's not necessary.
Right. You're not carrying all of these lenses in your bag.
No, exactly.
And if we do a What's in Your Bag episode, I think our bags are not going to be filled with everything that we have.
Oh, no.
It's really used what we normally use in a shoot.
Yeah. Because I have a daily carry and I have a session carry. Mm-hmm. And that's two different camera bags. My daily carry allows me to have maybe two bodies in it and like three lenses.
Yeah.
My session carry, two bodies, four lenses, batteries, tripod, kitchen sink, my cat, everything.
Yep.
So yeah, those are, but that's going to be a really fun episode to talk about that stuff too.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
And then we go to like the 100 to 400.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. I've seen people shoot portraits with that. Nuts. You would never use it. Yeah, you would never use it in a real life scenario.
No,
wildlife just for sports, like,
maybe if that.
Yeah, wildlife photography for sure. That 100 to 400 would be nutty.
Mm-hmm.
And sports photography. Yep, those really big aperture or really big focal lengths is what you're searching for.
Because then Sony has the 200 to 600 too.
That's nuts.
Which is insane. It's a really cool looking lens though. That is something I want to talk about with these two. This is not a squirrel moment. I'm staying on track.
Hey-o.
For 23 minutes, I've done it. Look at me, be proud. So let's take the 70-200 2.8, and then let's go to the 100-400 from Canon, which I believe is a 3.5 to 5.6. Yeah. Now, that aperture, a lot of people ask me, is like, well, how come this is not 2.8 through everything? Well, they do have it.
Mm-hmm.
Canon has a 1200 millimeter that is the equivalent of a 2.8 if it were to go back dial down, obviously. But I believe it's a 4.5 for $19,000.
Oh, my God.
So if you, so like if a 70-200 is at 2.8, it's designed, that's why it's more expensive. That's why the F4 is usually about a grand less.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to the 100 to 400, even the 200 to 600 from Sony, yeah, which I think is a 4.5 to a 7.1, I might be wrong on the numbers. I don't have it in front of me, but I think that's right. The reason that is because imagine you're standing in like a tunnel, right? And if you take a step back, like if you walk back like 10 feet, that tunnel becomes more in front of you and now you see less of what you're looking at. Your lens does the same thing when you zoom in, right? The elements are pulling themselves apart and you can start to see the edge of the lens. So if it didn't make that aperture adjustment where the aperture let's say it goes from 4.5 to 7.1, yep. your aperture becomes a little bit more narrow, and that cuts out as the lens gets bigger or would be pulled away. Mm-hmm. As that aperture gets smaller, it cuts that out. So you still get the image, but without the darkness in the corners, right. and things like that. So that's why those numbers are there. So if you find a lens, generally the lower the number, depending on what it is, the lower that number, that f-stop, the minimum that it's talking about, is going to be more expensive. Mm-hmm. That's why the 1.2 from Sigma is an absolute beast, but it's one of the more expensive ones.
Yeah. I think that's running so what, good, like, though. Almost two grand?
When it first came out, it was two. I will double check real fast, though, because I have the 1.4 because I love it, mm-hmm. but I am curious how much the 1.2 is going for.
And it's really hard, especially with portraits, to notice a difference between a 1.2 and a 1.4 from an editing perspective, unless yes. you're zoomed in all the way to the eye, mm-hmm. focally. Just like the eye focus is really necessary for portraits and what you're drawn to. But a lot of the times you'll get a nose in focus. So I don't really shoot at the 1.2, 1.4 range very often unless I'm really dialed in.
Right.
So a 2.8 works wonders for me.
Which is why we like the Sony so much.
That's why we like the Sony so much. The eye tracking on that, yeah, is nuts.
eBay has one going right now for $820.
Oh my gosh, for the 1.2?
Yeah. Whereas free one-day delivery from B&H is $14.99. And that's the general price.
I wish I was sponsored by B&H. Bro. Let's get this podcast sponsored by B&H. I'm just
kidding. I've always wanted to go to B&H's big facility in New York.
Yeah.
Peter McKinnon did that episode about it. The conveyor belt stuff. It's
heaven. So cool.
You want to talk about kid in a candy shop, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and even just like the mechanical engineering workings of how that place is just mind-blowing. I am such a nerd.
It's okay. We're all a little bit nerdy.
Except for when it comes to AV stuff.
Yeah. AV is not your forte.
No.
I'm a photographer. Yeah. Not an AV type. No.
Downshift. So that's what I'm worried about. The video stuff. Right? Because if the video gets messed up, we can't still do the episode because we're showing people stuff.
Right.
So it's all trying. I really appreciate you guys being with us on this journey, because I'm hoping that by the episode like 20 or 25, it is dialed in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
we have a whole setup.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real quick.
The lighting, everything.
Yeah. But we're still figuring out.
We
hanging in there.
We'll get there.
So you're more of the landscape guy.
So
what lenses do you suggest for landscape?
It's actually really funny. My dad says that my strength is in my landscape shots. So, like, my dad has bought, and I mean bought, like, I tried to give him these for free, but mm-hmm. he has bought about 7 of my pictures on metal.
Nice.
Because he wants to support me, and he loves my landscape stuff.
Yeah.
He likes my portrait stuff too, but mm-hmm. he's like, I personally feel that landscape is your strength, which might be true, but from my skill set that I'm doing, the money comes from portraits, mm-hmm. and I still have bills to pay. So money comes with portraits, which is why I've dedicated so much time doing portraits and trying to perfect that part. Well, not perfect. Far from it. But the landscape stuff is just something I enjoy to do, which is fun. But I do have a lot of people. I mean, I have clients in Scotland. Mm-hmm. I have clients in Australia, all over the U.S., Canada, a whole bunch of places.
Yeah.
And which is cool. But, yeah, my dad's like, you're a landscape guy. but for landscapes, 16 and 35 all day.
Yeah.
100% polished. Love it. 2.8. Mm-hmm. Of course, because I like to do a lot of astral stuff. Mm-hmm. But Sony does have a 14 millimeter that I have.
Yep.
A 14 millimeter 1.8.
That's nuts.
It is adorable, this lens.
It's like a little pancaker.
But it lets in light from everywhere at one point. It is almost wide open. I love that thing. And I stared at that on the shelf for so long.
Yep.
And then I finally decided to just buy it. And I even paid full price for it.
Ooh, pull the trigger on a full price lens, huh?
Had to. Yeah. And the ironic thing is I bought it right at the end of Milky Way season, which is when I would use it.
the only time you would really use it.
Just like I bought a motorcycle in the middle of December in Nevada, because I'm stupid. For those of you who don't know, it snows in Nevada. It's snowing. It snowed last week. It's going to snow next week. Nevada, people are like, hey, it's a desert. It's high desert. Look up high desert. Okay, we're up here. Yeah, we're like six to 8,000 feet up here.
Vegas is 8 hours away.
Yeah, depending on how you drive.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's far from where we're at.
And does it snow in Vegas? It snowed in Vegas this year.
It snowed in Vegas this year.
It snows in Hawaii.
It snowed in Pasadena, California.
Yes.
Which is nuts.
Bakersfield got snow.
Yeah.
Shout out Rosa. Bakersfield got snow the other day, and she was like, I don't get it. And I was like, I don't get it either. The world's ending. Who knows?
Maybe.
We can't get into a climate tangent because that'll take forever. That's a huge squirrel right there.
Huge squirrel. Mm. But yeah, 16 to 35. Little pancakes at 14.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go into, like, if you're shooting the moon, yeah, you want something zoom.
You do.
Very, yeah. Very big.
And macro. I personally think the macro counts as landscape, right? Because mm-hmm. if you're taking pictures of, like, a lizard like, or geckos, yeah. like, they're technically portraits because you're taking a picture of a living thing. But to me, the 100mm macro from Canon,
mm-hmm.
I have yet to find a better macro lens than that. And I've tested it. I've tested it against macro from a lot of other companies. And it's not that the other companies are bad. They're all good. But the 100EF from Canon that mm-hmm. I bought 8 years ago is still, to me,
top tier.
Like the McLaren of lenses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Viper. And I still, of all my lenses, when I switched over to Sony, of all my lenses, that is the only one that I refuse to sell. I still have it, which is why I still have the MC11 adapter from Sigma.
Yeah.
Just
to keep that lens. Exactly. Yeah, we have our baby lenses that mm-hmm. we'll keep forever.
Because Sony has a 90mm macro,
mm-hmm.
Which performs extremely well. But, you know, personal preference, I'm sure. That was probably very loud. I apologize for that. I just, like, knuckle-banged the desk just now.
Yeah, personal preference for sure when it comes to your lens choices.
Right.
But those are just the standards that we would use in these situations.
Right. There's always exceptions to the rule, for sure. You're never going to have one lens fit all. That doesn't exist. Your daily carries, 24 to 70, 24 to 105. There's a theme there with the 24.
Mm-hmm.
Even the 28 to 75. Those are great carry lenses. You can use them for anything. Absolutely anything. And that's why they're also cheap. The camera companies know that you buy the kit lens, your first upgrade is going to be a type of carry like that, which is why they're low end point,
mm-hmm.
and like leans you into the 2.8s and stuff later on. Well, 24 to 70 has a 2.8, of course. So cute.
Wow.
So we just squirreled at the dog. You're a great distraction, you know that?
She is.
Claire. Look at that face.
So adorable.
She's going to get a big head now. And she's a pit bull. She already has a big head. She's a Pitbull Shiba Inu mix.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She doesn't have the Shiba Inu fur, but the color.
Adorable.
She's just staring at me.
Squirrel moments.
For sure. Yeah, dogs. Anybody knows me knows that I love animals, except for birds and bees.
Mm.
Did I tell you
these? Birds and the bees? No.
Did I tell? Okay.
Sidetrack. Story time.
Have you seen the movie The Birds?
No. Okay, if you know me, I'm not a movie guy. So I don't watch a lot of movies.
I think you and I talked about that, actually.
Yeah.
So The Birds is a movie that it's based on, and I can't even remember the actress's name. I want to say Tippi Hedren, probably said it wrong. I'm pretty sure it wasn't her. Anyway, so it was black and white. It was an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, this entire town is being terrorized by birds.
Yep.
The church that they use for a huge scene in the movie mm-hmm. is the same church that I went to as a kid.
Oh, my goodness. Scarring.
For life. The church is still there. It's in Bodega Bay, California. It's still there. I drive by it all the time, and I kind of go. And another thing is the birds like me. They love me. Uh-huh. They'll land on me. They're cool with me, but I don't like them. And I think they know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, he seems to give off a good vibe, but I smell fear. Let's fuck with him. And I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
So birds taunt me, okay? And another thing, too, that pit bull right there, if she gets angry, her haunches will go up. She'll growl. You mm-hmm. know she's angry. The tail will tuck or come up. You know she's angry. Birds? No. Yep. There's no warning. They're just like, I'm a bird. And they just bite you.
I'm a bird.
Not
I'm
okay.
I'm going to eat you.
Yeah. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Follow your nose to your. Yeah, no. Yeah. There's no. Okay, so birds out. Don't like them.
Bees?
Except for, well, yeah, bees. I do like hawks and owls.
There's exceptions.
Right. Which, whole other thing. But bees. Okay. When I was like 5 or 6,
mm-hmm.
I was running next to my mom in California where we used to live in Sebastopol. And I was running up to the house, and there was this bee flying around me. And as a kid, you have an innate fear of mm-hmm. bees because you know that they hurt. I'm not allergic to them, technically. But me, I was an extremely intelligent kid. I was really, really smart. Yeah. I say was. I was so smart that I knew that if that bee went into my ear, it was going to make its nest there. So, but as this bee is flying around my head, to keep it from laying its nest in my head, I went to go cover my ears as mm-hmm. I ran. But it was flying around, and as it flew around the right side, I pushed it into my ear.
Oh,
like,
my
the timing
gosh.
Couldn't have been any better. The bee didn't dodge. The bee wasn't like, evasive maneuvers, uh-huh. launch flight. No, it was straight in. So I pushed it into my ear, and now the bee is inside, and the bee decided to stab me in my ear, bro, inside my ear hole.
Oh.
And so for the next hour, I got to listen and feel as my dad is picking B parts out with Q-tips, tweezers,
oh,
all that, because like pulling people's out the stinger wings, because I smashed it, bro. There's a good chance that I literally just like stung myself, like hit the B in the butt and was like, like to myself, because it was in there. But so from that point on, anything that can fly as fast as I can run and sting or bite me, bees, wasps,
game
hornets,
over.
Bees, yeah. Done. I'm done. I'm done. And I used to be a fast kid, okay? And I know there's going to be people out there be like, well, DJ, bees are good for the planet. Great. They can be good for the planet a football field away from me, all right? I may, like, I'm a 5'11", 215-pound dude, all right? I'm not tiny, but a bee, no, I'm over it, bro. I'm done. I will run like a small child, yeah. There ain't no way.
That's funny. Oh, the bees.
And the birds.
The birds and the bees.
That conversation wasn't fun. With my parents.
Not for you.
Like, you want to hear birds and bees? Birds and bees! Start having, like helicopters playing in my head, Fortunate Son playing in the background, like little flashbacks. Yeah, fuck that.
Cut to a clip of you in your childhood smashing a bee into your ear.
If there's any birds or bees listening to this podcast, I hope both sides of your pillow are warm tonight. Oh. I hope your bacon is always soggy.
Yeah, I'm surprised you would shoot those things. If we're talking about macro, you're going to try to shoot a bee?
Ooh. People want to see bees, man. I got really close to a couple of bees to get some really cool pictures, like, yeah, to see the hairs and stuff. And I swear the bee that I took a picture of gave me the middle finger. You know what I mean? Like, it knew. I was like,
it just flings its stinger up at you, like.
Yeah, right. It literally is like, this is my homies. Finger. You know, yeah, like the homie that you killed. Like,
yeah.
To be fair, he killed himself, okay?
Right.
He kamikaze'd himself into my ear. Kamikaze. That was mighty white of me.
Mighty white.
Kamikaze.
He just kamikaze'd me into my ear.
Kamikaze. Oh, sorry, wrong song.
Oh. Going back to 80s music?
Oh, bro. That's my time.
I love it.
You young kids wouldn't understand.
I love it.
So you were born in 96?
I was born in 95.
95. My math. See, I was close, though.
Close.
Quick maths.
80s music is my jam. Mm-hmm. Listen to Africa Toto. Listen to all that.
Oh, jazz. Dude. Absolutely.
White Snake. Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I love.
I'm a big music geek.
Oh, like, 100%.
At work, we always play this game. Like, they'll give me one word, and then I'll just try off the top of my head to think of the first song that comes to mind. And
I like that.
I'm pretty quick with it. Or so, my friend will start singing a song, and I'll just get it right away. He's like, how did you know? Like, I'm just a freaking jukebox.
I do the same thing with, like, the first note sometimes. Uh-huh. Like, just one note. Like, if we're driving in a car and somebody's flipping through songs, and I hear, like, the first note to, like,
yes,
like, Numb by Linkin Park. I'm like, go back to Linkin Park. Yeah. They're like, how? I was like, don't ask questions.
Yeah, just I do the same. And people are, like, so impressed by it. I'm just like, I just listen to so much music.
Right.
It's just me.
It's not even like, at this point, it's not even trying. It's just a habit to be, yep, like, that's this song. Because there's certain songs that have very specific intros.
Bang, 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 bang.
See, you know.
Yeah.
Numb right there.
Yep.
So good. Rest in peace, Chester.
Yeah.
Did you hear their new song?
No, I haven't.
So they just released a song, which was one of Chester's last that he ever made before he died in 2017, 2018?
It's been a while, yeah.
It's been a while. But it had been so long when they released it, I was like, whoever this new singer is sounds like identical, like fingerprint identical to Chester. It's because it was Chester. Oh. But the fan base loves it, but yeah, it hurts them so bad to like hear him singing.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is about what he's going through.
Oh, no. Yeah, and I feel like it's sad. It's sad,
it's
moment.
So sad. And you wouldn't know this because you're not a movie guy. But he's been in a movie.
What movie?
One of the Saw movies.
Oh.
He dies a super gruesome death inside of a car.
I've never seen it, so.
Yeah. Oh no, and he was in Crank.
Never seen Crank either.
Or is it Crank? With Jason Statham? Where he has to be, okay. So in the movie, Jason Statham is going to die if he can't keep his heart pumping all the time. So yeah, he has to have adrenaline. That's why he has sex with Amy Scott, like, in front of, like, an entire crowd of people. He's taken, like, he takes adrenaline. He finds out from Chester, no idea if it's true or not, but he's looking for ways to get his adrenaline up and stuff. And Chester comes out of nowhere and he's like, hey, man, drink eye drop saline. It's like, it's like a fake whatever. And he's like, okay. And he downs, like, four of them. He's like, ping. So Chester had a random, yeah. Jonathan Davis from Korn is in Queen of the Damned.
Wow.
At the end. There's tons of them. I could go on forever.
You can go on about movies. Jared
Leto is an actor too, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's also the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars with his brother, who's the drummer.
Which is kind of nuts.
Which is insane. Yeah. He has a fun range.
Yeah.
Did I ask you? Come here.
Hey, buddy. She's like, no,
comfortable. She hears the cat. The cat's outside wanting to get in. I can hear her paws. Yeah, so that's lenses.
Yeah, that's lenses.
Lens selection, guys. I wonder, I genuinely wonder how many people are listening that like really care about the technical stuff and they keep going back to listen to certain things to like
figure it out.
Maybe not take notes, but like, you know, to take from it. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, oh, I have to get through this stuff with the birds real quick. Oh, let me guess, we're talking about bees again, you know.
Bees and Taylor Swift. Hey, yo.
Good old T-Swizzle, man.
Good old T-Swizzle.
Taylor, if you're listening, come on down and do that episode with us.
Oh, that'd be lovely. The dream come true.
Oh, man.
But lenses.
Lenses.
There's a... Such a wide variety. You have, you know, so many choices.
I bragged about at 23 minutes not scrolling the entire time. We just scrolled for 20 minutes after that. That's just how the ADHD brain works, man.
Yeah, lenses.
Lenses.
Try to bring it back on track. Yeah, for portraits, if we're going to summarize. For portraits, use whatever you want. I think you can get creative with the whole range.
Yeah.
From 14 to all the way up to 200, 400.
And the staples are 35, 50, 85, and 135.
Yeah. Stick with the staples. Those are, like, I love using 24 to 70.
Definitely a starting
35,
point.
50, 85. And then explore your creative side. Mm-hmm. Start to have fun with it. Like, we want to make – there's a lot of technicals to photography, but the overall aspect for us, I think, is just the joy, the fun of doing it.
Yeah.
And then getting creative and exploring. Mm-hmm. There's always new things to learn. So, yeah, I'll shoot with a pancake lens for a session.
Yeah.
But I'll have the staple just to get the shots that I want.
In case anybody doesn't know what a pancake lens is, you want to tell them what a pancake lens is?
They're these, like, thin, very they literally look like a pancake. Yeah.
Unlike my glasses.
They literally look like a little thin pancake.
And they're usually, like, in your 12 to 12. 14
they're
to 16.
Very, lens. Very wide.
Actually, Fuji... I think it's Fuji, or it might be Olympus. No, Olympus has a couple lenses that are actually zoom. They have like a 14 to 24 that's a pancake.
Wow.
It is adorable. And because it's on a crop sensor,
yeah,
it's more of like a 18 to 35.
Yeah.
Which is such a dope little range.
Yeah.
Especially
and on a little pancake. Oh,
yeah.
Adorable.
And it's like $300.
If you want something really cute, yeah, use right. that. Use that little thing.
There's an Olympus user out there listening right now like, you like he's just mad.
Yeah, you have all these like big dudes shooting with these huge glass and then you just have another big dude with a little pancake
dude upside
like,
a little yeah
oh he's a cutie.
Size matters
with your size matters.
If I just blew your eardrums out, sorry, that was unexpected. I should have been like I'm funny off to the side.
I'm funny. Such a wide variety, like so get creative options. Do what you want.
So many options.
Staples, for sure. Start there and then just branch off.
Exactly.
Like we're going to say a lot, stick with the fundamentals, mm-hmm. learn the fundamentals, and then you can get creative however you want.
Absolutely.
That's the thing about photography. Like, we're all not going to see things the same.
No.
Like, we're going to take a model out and we'll shoot him. We're not going to shoot him. we'll shoot him differently. We'll take photos differently.
And it's...
The styles are different.
Yeah.
The way we edit is different. The way we would approach a shoot is different.
100%. It's art.
Yeah.
It's interpreted differently anyway.
Yep. Neighbors, guests.
Yeah.
Doors.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong. Like, if you decide to upgrade to another lens, there's nothing wrong with selling your old one. There's people out there looking to get into photography. Yeah. So if you have a 24 to 105 and you decide to get a 24 to 70 and a 70-200 because they're both really good lenses, mm-hmm. you don't need that 24 to 105 anymore, really.
Right.
I mean, you technically don't. And... sell it to somebody for a couple $100. You know, right. you're not going to make as much money as you put into it, but somebody else gets a good lens out of it. You get mm-hmm. a couple $100 that cushions the blow of those more expensive glass.
Yep.
But just know that, like, my collection of stuff that I have, it covers all the bases. There's a little bit of overlapping, but everything is covered except for that 200 or 600, which I have to get soon. I don't have to.
You want to.
Yeah. But
it's a nice one to have in it. Yeah.
Just in case, like, yeah, I got this one.
And it's like a freaking AR-15 that comes out of your bag. They're just like, what
is that? Unsheathed like a sword and put it on. That'd be so funny. If anybody's out there looking for a good idea, lens sheaths. That'd be dope.
Lens sheath. You just pull a 200 to 600. It's just so massive right out of your back. Oh, my goodness. That'd be insane.
Is that your lens? Are you happy to see me?
Size matters.
Size matters.
He's overcompensating for something.
It's possible. It's very, you know, I drive some of those big trucks sometimes, and I'm like, yeah, I drove the Corvette the other day. And somebody looked in the car and was like, you know what it is. sorry, I had to get a little dirty on the end there.
Oh, my goodness. Landscape lenses.
Yep.
Very staple, 16 to 35.
Yep.
Pancakes, too.
Like. Primes directly below up to 24.
Yeah.
Because generally, anything past 24 turns into your portrait lane, or and then you get your semi telephoto, and then your telephoto for sports.
Yep.
Anything from 24 below is going to be more for your landscapes, because anything above 24, you lose a lot of stuff and you have to step away to get it.
And then if you go into like detail moon photography, that 100 to 400, 200 to 600, beautiful.
Also dope.
Astrophotography, that wide range, you want everything. Mm. You want all the detail, as much light as you can get. So low apertures.
Yeah. That's the 16 to 35 wide. And the 14 are my go-tos for, like, if I – and, like, I don't – so two things. One, I don't do astrophotography if the moon's out, because the moon blows out everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to get pictures of the moon, like the blood red wolf moon, or the festival cherry blossom purple Mountain Dew moon, whatever, because they change their names, man.
The Mountain Dew moon.
I honestly feel like people are going to start sponsoring the moon phases at this point. Mountain Dew's probably like just like the Super Bowl, or not the Super Bowl, but like the Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to the 43rd annual Tostitos Pro Bowl. And you're like, actually, Tostito just bought that. So it's like the first annual. Anyway. But if I'm shooting the moon, telephoto for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm shooting, if the moon's gone, there's nothing to zoom in on, and I'm looking for the landscape itself, I only need those two lenses in my bag. Right. And they're both so small.
Yep.
Easy. Like, I could literally carry both in my jacket.
Right.
And just have my body not even need a bag, the tripod, I guess. But that's astrophotography is super simple. Two lenses. Yep. That's all I need, and I'm good to go, unless it's a moon.
Yep. Portraits, wide range. Sports, you have your niche of 100 or 70 to 200, 100 to 400.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wildlife. I'd love to go out and shoot real wildlife, like in Africa. That'd be really fun.
Try, if you want, rent. I don't know. You might have already. Rent the 150 to 600.
Oh wow!
By Sigma or Tamron. I think there's the one to 500 and a 150 to 600 for both. And there's a sport edition for the Sigma.
Yeah.
Really, really good way to really, really good way to kind of like get into it, but see if you like it.
Yeah.
So,
those would be good lenses too, but such a huge range, so many lenses, and we will draft them.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to it too.
The next episode might be in video. There's a good chance.
So possibly.
Keep your eyes open. Might have
the gear and everything. So.
You have any shout outs to anybody? Anybody listening? Bartender lady.
Hi, Colette.
Colette. Ooh, Colette.
That's a fun name. If she's listening to this, hi. Thanks for making me good drinks all the time.
Thanks for forcing me to be an alcoholic. I appreciate it.
Yep. But yeah, a lot of the local models that I shoot with, shout out to y'all. Hopefully you guys listen to this too, and we can all work together.
Keep even
the
open.
Photo community. Like, love the photo community here. Shout out to everybody that shoots. Here.
Absolutely.
Continue doing what you do.
Keep an eye out for Mike's Vero as well.
My Vero.
It's going to be coming out.
Yep. It's up. I just don't post to it, but maybe I'll get more active if
I need to get more into it too. So
I'll get more into it. Post on Monochrome Mondays.
Yeah,
I have a dope monochrome shot. So we'll see.
If you guys have time, if you guys wouldn't mind telling your friends and family about us, that'd be cool. Word of mouth is stronger than anything else right now.
Facts.
And we appreciate it. We'd be happy if we had just one listener the whole time, but we've been lucky and blessed to have over 50 independent listeners each episode we've released so far across various platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that kind of stuff. We're on a lot of them. So if you listen to one specifically, we're probably on there. If we're not, send me a message and I'll put it on there. I'll find a way to, if I can.
Yeah. And then if you have any questions, you can message me or DJ about photography needs. If you just want to talk to us, like, honestly,
we're pretty approachable. Yeah.
I mean, I might have RBF, so in person I might not be, but socials.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're like, that's an angry Filipino right there, bro.
Yeah, don't talk to me. He's an angry Filipino.
So you guys made it all the way to the end. We appreciate it. Thank you. I think this is probably one of the longest episodes we've done so far. We're almost at 50 minutes. Not bad. But it didn't feel like 50 minutes at all.
Because we sidetracked. We scrolled for 20 of the 50.
But
we did do our photography bit, so.
We did.
We hit you with the photography knowledge.
and other knowledge that you probably don't even care about.
Yeah.
Like, DJ hates bees.
Yeah. You can use that against him if you really have like a vendetta against
him. Just like throw a bee at me.
Buy him a bee.
You know, that's why I don't tell anybody about like my P.O. box and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be like, here's some bee something. Here's like some a big bee magnet.
And no, then, it's just going to be bees.
Well, yeah, that'd be
the bees.
What's that sound? Shake the box. And me being a nice guy that I am, I would have to keep whatever it is because I wouldn't want to just like toss a gift. So
right.
Now there's bees in my house. Gross. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
And we will see you guys again next week.
Yep.